This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings leading the news as officials are on the hunt for a suspect after four people were shot, one of them fatally, at a bar in Columbia, South Carolina overnight. Meanwhile, authorities in Southern California are looking for a possible sniper who shot an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy yesterday. The deputy's in a hospital after a gunshot came from a four-story building, hitting the deputy's bulletproof vest. The 21-year-old trainee shot in a parking lot of the county's sheriff's department. President Trump again claims Democrats are not behind Israel.
You vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people, and you're being very disloyal to Israel.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is dropping out of the 2020 Democratic presidential race, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
An update from the nation's Attorney General William Barr on the investigation into the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire found dead in a New York City jail cell recently, apparently of suicide.
We're moving expeditiously, and I think soon I'll be in a position to report to Congress and the public the results. I will say that, as I said before, we have found serious irregularities at the center. But at the same time, I have seen nothing that undercuts the finding of the medical examiner that this was a suicide.
Barr dismissing conspiracy theories that have surrounded the circumstances of Epstein's death. President Trump wiping out student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled. He signed an executive order after speaking to veterans in Kentucky yesterday, an order that directs the Department of Education to eliminate all such debt. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We've all heard them in the locker rooms and out on the field. There's a surprising new study out about coaches that yell. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
A new study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology suggests that when a coach gives a negative speech at halftime, it motivates his team to win. Although if he's too negative, then teams tend to play worse. Now, this study was done on over 304 halftime speeches from 23 high schools and college basketball teams all across the country. Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz reacts to that news and what it means to be a leader.
Your obligation as a leader, as a coach, as a parent, is not to be well-liked. Your obligation is to make them the very best they can be. And most people get in their comfort zone. They don't want to get out of it. Woody Hayes, you say, if you want a friend, buy a dog. You're in a leadership role. They can name you the head coach. They cannot name you the leader. See, titles come from above. The players will determine if you're a leader. If you have a leader, you have a vision where you want to go, a plan how you're going to get there. And the most important thing is to encourage the players to believe they can be better, they can do better, and they may dislike you now, but years later, they respect you. The teachers we loved the most were the ones that were the toughest on us.
Audio is courtesy of Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and if that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it requires all of us. This isn't a Republican or a Democratic kind of thing. It's an us kind of thing. The United States of America. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandola joins us now. John's stellar background is incredible, and he is such an asset to we the people as the president and founder of Understanding the Threat. John's background includes being a former FBI agent. He was assigned to the counterterrorism division out of Washington, D.C. I founded, as I said, Understanding the Threat. He's a co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. Also, he comes as a graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy, served as an infantry reconnaissance officer in the United States Marines, a combat veteran. And he has been understanding the threat for a long time, and his passion is to get us to understand what's going on. Right now it's easy to get confused because the country is under attack, but I'm not sure, John Guandola, that we're understanding who is attacking us.
Well, first of all, Bill, thanks again for having me. And no, we are not understanding the threat, who's attacking us, and how they're doing it, I think is the most important thing. And so, yeah, I'd love the discussion we're going to have.
Yeah, we need to break it down because the media, and of course all shrouded in this political echo chamber that's going on right now, and people need to be cautioned because of the focus on, you know, white supremacy and racism and bigotry. This is ending up to be a shroud and gives cover to the enemy, does it not?
Right, exactly. I mean, this goes to the heart of how the war is being fought and the importance for the enemy of propaganda and deception, both from the Marxist counterstate and the Islamic counterstate, and how they're moving their efforts forward. But I think what we're seeing, or at least what Understanding the Threat believes, is, you know, there are a lot of Americans that are seeing through all of this, and they're starting to see much more clearly the real threats as they're materializing. And just one thing that I thought was noteworthy this week, I caught a piece of a couple days ago, the Rush Limbaugh show, and he said the Marxist movement in the United States is so much more massive than most people are giving it credit for, most people realize. And that was actually refreshing to hear, because that is exactly right. And how incredibly involved they are, how they've insinuated themselves into so many ways into our system, and how well thought out their strategy is. But really, the Marxist counterstate and the Islamic counterstate aren't successful because of how great their movement is, although they are well organized and they do have a strategy. It's really because they've been almost totally unopposed until Mr. Trump came along. But even now, it seems that it's just him and the others in his administration are not doing much along the way, and it's troublesome.
Well, you know, John, to your point there, exactly, and this is what's frustrating to everyday Americans, is we've been seeing and smelling this for a long time. We've had researchers and investigative reporters, the likes of Trevor Loudon, for example, who has been sounding the alarm for a number of years. I mean, he and I have been in discussion over this for at least the last 5-6 years, and incredible to think that we've kind of been asleep here. And, you know, I'm encouraged to hear you say that people are starting to wake up to this. But, you know, we can be grateful in large part to one Donald Trump who, you know, I think his administration, if there was one word that could define his administration, it would be exposure. He has exposed, you know, corruption. He has exposed these threats time and again. And, of course, the liberal media instantly wants to put tinfoil hats on all of us for saying, you know, for even questioning that there could be this possibility. And when people hear Marxist, it just, I don't think they quite realize just how pernicious and dangerous this is.
Yes, and you just mentioned something that I think is really important, is what Donald Trump has done is speak truth very clearly about individuals who are corrupt, about a system that is, you know, he's identified it as the swamp, which I think is an accurate depiction, and he just keeps calling it out. And the thing that Understanding the Threat has said for a long time is one of the three most important keys to winning this war begins with speaking truth boldly. By doing that, what Mr. Trump has done is he's forced them to accelerate what they were doing. And so relative to the rest of the world, you get these instances, whether it's things people say or things they're doing, and America sits back, and even people who are prominent Democrats look at it and say, this is crazy. What is wrong with these people? And it's all because he dropped a truth grenade right on top of them, and this is how they're responding, is they're showing their true colors. And that is, as you say, I think his one of his greatest strengths is he will say something or do something that will force somebody to show their true colors, and therefore America looks at that and says, whoa, what is this? But it's all there, and what we've been trying to do is articulate the Marxist threat, the Islamic threat, how they're working together, and there's no, we have to be willing to withstand comments from the traditional media sources, which are all a part of the Marxist cabal anyway.
Exactly. Well, and their weapon of choice is invalidation. You know, they can say, John, oh, well, he's a liar. You know, the president has, I don't know what the latest count is that they've come up with, that he's lied so many times, but they don't talk about the times that, you know, when they said that, for example, when he made the statement that Trump Towers was being wiretapped, because he didn't use the correct terminology, they castigated him and said he was a liar. Well, whether you call it wiretapping or surveillance or whatever, I think all roads still lead down the same, you know, the same road here and the same mission, which is what they did. And we're finding out what some corrupt, you know, officials within the FBI and the intelligence community did. And, you know, we're still scratching the surface on it. But, you know, they know the game. They know how to drag this out, John, and they wear you out. And along the way, wherever they can, with help of the propaganda mainstream media, you know, they invalidate you and say, look, you have no place, that you're wrong, you're a liar, when in fact they are the ones who have lied to the people.
This is why courage is so important. And I just, you know, encourage your listeners to speak truth boldly about these matters.
Well, we've abandoned critical thought, and the one thing we need to embrace is critical thought once again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's okay to ask questions. In fact, that's what we need. That's what this country was based on, and this is how we got here to begin with. But the fight continues. We've got more from John after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership for Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing you need to apprehend and hold to, and that is the truth is most powerful after everything is said and done. John Guandolo, the founder and president of Understanding the Threat, continues with us. John, it's interesting because when you look at
the enemies against the American dream and the American way of life, they seem quite obvious. And I don't want people to lose sight to think that it's just the Marxists that are coming after us. I mean, clearly, radical Islam is after the American dream in a big way. And they are moving and progressing along just as the Marxists continue to do so, because we are vulnerable. We've been asleep at the wheel. We do not, as a country, and this is an indictment on all of us U.S. citizens that Ronald Reagan talked about, that said, look, liberty doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It needs to be handed from one generation to the next. And if we do not understand what our liberties are and how precious they are, you know, we just give them up so easily. And right now, it's as if we're being triangulated by these dangerous forces in the form of Marxism and Islam, because we're just not asking the critical questions. Is that a fair assessment?
Right on the mark, and I really want to compliment you. Thank you for setting it up that way. I think the idea that reasoned thought, critical thinking, really has so dissipated in this country, and I feel that the evidence is demonstrative of that. And one of the things I would encourage is, let's just ask a few basic questions. Which mosque or Islamic school in the United States does not teach that it is an obligation for Muslims to wage war against the non-Muslim population? Which one? Can any of your listeners demonstrate that? Because we haven't found one. Understanding the threat has not found one mosque or Islamic school in the United States that doesn't teach that. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, well, if they're teaching that, is that not the promotion of the overthrow of the United States and waging war, sedition? And of course it is. And the fact that we can demonstrate that these mosques that we've identified, understanding the threats identified, as being part of a known network, either a Muslim Brotherhood, an Iranian network, a Deobandi network, that are actually promoting jihad against the United States and teaching to children that it's their obligation under penalty of death to overthrow the U.S. government and impose an Islamic state under Sharia, then there should be legal action. And there are many things
exactly
that the governments at the state federal level can do.
John, so, yeah, just to make sure people understand this, of the mosques that you have studied and researched and dug deep into, are we talking, you know, 3-4 mosques? Are we talking the predominant, if not 100% of the mosques in this country, not only feel but teach that doctrine?
Well, we haven't found one yet that doesn't teach Islam in a mosque and in an Islamic school. So Islam requires war against the non-Muslim community until Islam dominates and rules. That's what Islam is. And so if you actually look at their curricula and what they're teaching, like I said, you know, what they're teaching 11- and 12-year-old children, obviously as well as older children, is that. The quote that I can give you verbatim off the top of my head, from the most widely used junior high school text in America, is the duty of the Muslim citizen is to be loyal to the Islamic State, and that the law of the land is the Sharia of Allah. These are the things that they're teaching, and that the only way to guarantee paradise is to die in jihad. So if this is what Al-Qaeda and ISIS are teaching their soldiers, and we can show it's the same thing that Muslim schools are teaching, you know, 11 and 12 year old children in the United States. Well, is anybody looking at that? Because they're not.
Well, does anybody consider that a Congresswoman Ilhan Omar feels any different?
Well, right, exactly. And what she and Rashida Tlaib and others are doing is clearly sedition and treason. And why is this not being pursued by the Department of Justice. But that's, you know, they're the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is going on at the local and state level all over the country. This is what we do. This is what understanding the threat does, is we look at these situations all over the country, and it is getting bad. And what's frustrating patriots who understand the threat is they see that they're getting no help from the federal government, no help from the state government, and it's up to them. And, you know, when you leave the citizens with no other options but to deal with these problems themselves, it creates really dangerous situations. But they're also, we're seeing patriots are stepping out boldly and using all the legal means they have at their disposal to speak out and to defend their communities too, which is a very positive thing.
Well, people are seeing, you know, whether it's Tlaib or Omar or others that are continuing on in their Marxist ways or Muslim ways in believing in Islam. And as you say, their mission is clear. But in the name of political correctness that continues to be alive and well in our country, that gives them cover. And, you know, whether it's them or, you know, a moderate iman that you wrote about, it, that is, you know, written about in understandingthethreat.com, you know, people, you know, he looks like a very persuasive individual, and, you know, looks good. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that he is a packaged instrument of Islam to, you know, continue the big lie that they are a nation of peace.
That's right. So let's talk about that for a minute. Imam Mohammad Tawhidi, who is an Iranian imam, portrays himself as an anti-Islam guy, and he'll speak out openly against Sharia, and he'll call out the Muslim Brotherhood, and he'll say that Islam, and has said, Islam can't reform. Yet what he will do is he'll point to Al-Qaeda and ISIS or Muslim Brotherhood or people that advocate for Sharia, and he'll call them radical, fundamentalist, extremist, all kinds of names, and that he's a moderate Muslim, leaving the clear impression that there are different versions of Islam and reinforcing what the federal government is their predominant position on this, that there are many versions of Islam, and that we simply need to get good Muslims to help us with the bad Muslims. And that, philosophically, and if we're thinking critically, philosophically falls apart when you just put it under a little examination. Because when you ask these people in the government, which version, tell me where the versions are, because an individual who doesn't subscribe to Sharia or doesn't subscribe to Sharia in a particular way does not constitute a different version of Islam. If we can demonstrate, and we do all the time, we've made DVDs, we've written books, we've published numerous articles, and done literally hundreds of radio and TV interviews, and we can demonstrate that from the highest schools of Islamic jurisprudence to the word coming out of the mouths of imams on every continent, to the published doctrine, it's all the same down to the elementary school level, that there is one Islam, because there's one Allah according to Islam, one Quran, and one Muhammad, who's a perfect example. And what they teach is Islam. That's it. And so a Muslim who says, well, I don't believe in that, or I don't want to follow that, well, they may be telling you the truth, but that doesn't constitute a different version of Islam. The problem
well, let me
is
tell
Islam
you,
at the core.
Exactly. No, go ahead. The problem, we got about 20 seconds left, John.
Yeah, the problem is Islam and Sharia, and what understanding the threat does is we lay it out very clearly. Because if you don't accept that, you cannot create a strategy for victory. And you can't deal with these things in a real and productive manner. And that's what this is about. So we certainly encourage everybody to go to understandthethreat.com and join us in this fight.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration wanting to keep migrant families in detention longer. Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan saying yesterday that current standards incentivize illegal entry. Officials expect the rule will be challenged in court. And Deputy Director of One America, Roxana Neruzzi, says
these sorts of tactics to scare and threaten and bully immigrant families is not only unjust, it's not who we are as a country.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announcing he's leaving the 2020 Democratic presidential race. His news follows an announcement from Colorado's Governor John Hickenlooper that he is getting out of that race to run for the U.S. Senate instead. Dale Earnhardt Jr. says he'll be racing at Darlington this weekend, a week after being in a plane crash. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul.
You know, the challenge we have today in America is to know what we need to focus on. You know, what is most important in light of all the fake news that's out there? And of course, oh yes, we're in a we're well underway. You know, nobody needs to wait for Labor Day, the official start of the 2020 campaign. That has been going full blown for months now, and the kind of rhetoric that's being spewed upon us is incredible. You know, Dems are so desperate that they're hoping for a return to high unemployment numbers and a stagnant economy. Can you imagine that? They think they can win the White House if the American economy tanks. If the American economy tanks, think about that. They think that their odds of winning the White House are much improved. Why? Because of all the good things for the economy that one Donald Trump has been doing on our behalf. Now, let me ask you. Is this the kind of leadership that we want or need? Well, Megan Barth is with us right now. Megan is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, the Media Quality Project, and founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to have you with us. It's nuts, isn't it? I mean, what is it? I mean, the cover of the mainstream media is such that they are supporting this kind of insanity in the midst of, a robust economy, so many positive things going on, what the president is trying to do, which we'll talk more about, that you highlight at ReaganBabe.com, at immigration. I mean, some common sense things to do. And at every turn, we've got activist judges, we've got Democrats, you know, that are just so antithetical and resistant to anything that makes sense on behalf of the American people.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't really be surprised, can we? I mean, look at what the last administration did to the incoming administration. They completely sabotaged not only the campaign, but the incoming administration. They would lie, cheat, steal in order to win, and they tried everything they could in order to do so. When you're rooting for a bad economy, you know that the Democrats are in deep trouble. And one of the reasons why they are in deep trouble is that we have a great economy. It's really hard to run against a great economy. It's hard to run against the fact that people have more money in their pocketbook. Mm-hmm. It's hard to run against success. And so what the Democrats have adopted, as they usually do, is, of course, the platform of the politics of personal destruction. Mm-hmm. You know, first we had Russia, Russia, Russia. That was about 2 years. Now we're going to have racism, 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 and recession, which I think those are just simply going to lead to re-election. They're grasping at straws because they don't have a platform that is necessarily tangible or sellable to especially the Rust Belt and the American people. Mm-hmm. Socialism doesn't sell. It might sell well amongst millennials, but millennials aren't the largest voting bloc, and they're not very reliable when it comes to voting.
Exactly.
And so we still have, you know, good numbers as far as the economy is concerned. Trump is doing really well at the border, and there have been a couple of things that he has floated out there related to ending birthright citizenship, which we're not really ending birthright citizenship. What we're simply doing is applying the law as it's written.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten ourselves into the mess we're in because the interpretation of citizenship, specifically birthright citizenship, is a progressive interpretation. We've had no headwinds from Republicans challenge that mm-hmm. for 30 years or more.
Exactly. Well, it's so ridiculous, though, Megan. Hold on for just a minute, because I want to focus on that for just a second. And I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, here it is. The Democrats are so concerned about dividing families. But that very policy that they've allowed, you know, and they've pushed for, does so by its very origination. I mean, here you have a child born in America. They are a U.S. citizen. The parent that bore them is not. And so right there, you have caused a division within the family. And so when it comes time for the person, for the family member to be deported, you are really separating the family all the more because you've got a goofy law that has been going on for decades and you've ignored. And so what it has, by them ignoring it all this time and allowing people to stay in this country, it says it's okay. And so now here we are in this current generation and time faced with this big mess that they've created for us over the past decades. And what are we left to feel? I mean, it's not like America is so cold-hearted. I mean, we've been, you know, so sympathetic and empathetic for people all over the world that we're faced with a very hard decision. That is, either we hold to the law, the people are deported, or we just say, oh, well, let's just go along and try amnesty one more time.
Well, I'm glad you expounded on that, because I think I'll bring it back home here to Nevada. I have been watching an illegal alien for 4 years now, and she is a nationally recognized illegal alien. She was brought here by her parents across the Rio Grande when she was four. She's now approximately 28. Mm-hmm. The Hillary Clinton campaign tapped her to get out the vote in Nevada. The DNC tapped her to speak at the Democrat National Convention. I think it was back in 2012. It might have been 16. Nonetheless, she's an illegal alien. Now, you want to talk, but of course, the Democrats call her a dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is she also calls Harry Reid her abuelito, her grandfather.
Grandfather, right.
So you have a foreign national interfering in our election. She was tapped to get out the vote in Nevada. She was tapped. Her mother, who's also illegal, was working the phones in Nevada on behalf of Democrat candidates. And so these are foreign nationals interfering in our election, specifically dreamers who have been indoctrinated and then given a pass by Obama through an illegal executive order for the deferred action, that's DACA.
Right.
So you have dreamers who are truly just Democrat activists who have no legal right to be here and are only here because they were dragged by their parents across the southern border illegally. And so when you hear about all of this talk about how Russia, like Nancy Pelosi yesterday, was screaming on Twitter about how Russia is still interfering in our election, and Trump is basically giving them the welcome mat. Well, the Democrats have rolled out the welcome mat for illegal aliens, dreamers, and anchor babies, if you will,
right,
that were born here to illegal aliens, because somehow, and we know how, but in many ways, illegal aliens benefit the Democrat Party because they can use them either to get out the vote or perhaps get on the voter rolls. And once an illegal alien gets on the voter rolls, there is not one state that checks the citizenship of the registered voters in that state.
Not one.
Not one. And that,
wow,
that comes, that was shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes from the Pacific Interest Legal Foundation, run by J. Christian Adams, who used to work in the Civil Rights Division under Eric Holder of the DOJ. He and I worked on a small project together, and I had asked him, you know, straight up, if illegal aliens end up on the voter rolls, how do we remove them? And he goes, well, not one state checks or verifies the citizenship of registered voters. So you look at California, for example, and Judicial Watch had filed lawsuits. They have millions of people that are on the rolls that shouldn't be on the rolls. Now, what's interesting is the Secretary of State says there were only 6 illegal aliens on the rolls. That's a lie. And so when the Democrats are benefiting from illegal aliens because they are a new dependency class as well as activist class on behalf of the Democrat Party.
And look at the hook, Megan. Why would they not vote Democrat? They're the ones that are giving them cover for this illegal activity. So there's no way that they're going to vote Republican regardless, because it is the Democratic Party that gives them the cover and keeps them in this country.
Yeah, it provides them the sanctuary, which Montgomery County in Maryland has let out at least close to, I guess, a dozen rapists. And now are changing their sanctuary policy due to the spike in rape for their refusal to work with ICE.
Unbelievable. We've got more from Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez. We are live, 18 before the top of the hour. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed? Feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy 2 bottles and get the 3rd one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane!
Bill Martinez, live!
Cape and all, I'm telling you, get out of my way here. Let's make this happen. Let's get this country back on track, okay? Are you in? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Megan Barth continues with us, founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the Media Equality Project. Megan, you know, this whole issue of immigration and how the Democrats and, you know, I am so grateful on so many levels for Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, as I was speaking with John Guandolo earlier, is that if there was one word that you could use for Donald Trump, you could say exposure. He has exposed the corruption, the ineptness of our government. The things that have not been, you know, fair have certainly not been part of the true American way, of what the American way is all about. And, boy, he's calling out all these nefarious forces, you know, particularly whether it's, you know, Muslim activity. And I know that's not politically correct to say, but it's honest. Because the Muslims are being dishonest by trying to say that Sharia law has some sort of compatibility with the U.S. Constitution. There is no way that it does. And here we have people in Congress who have sworn to uphold the law of the land. When you hear them talk, they talk like as if, you know, the law of America still reigns. But on the other side of their lips is the fact that they want to adhere to Sharia law. And so they use our law time and again against us to get their way when it's convenient to do so. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I'll shed a tear or two to really make you feel sorry for me, because I know the way Americans think, and you guys are very sympathetic to it, and you'll get behind the cause. But what we have to do is be discerners of the truth. I mean, what is all this about?
Well, you kind of have to see, like, who, you know, I always judge people. There's that old saying, you judge somebody by the friends who they keep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it looks like Nancy Pelosi is really keeping a lot of interesting friends. You know, why is it, and protecting some very interesting friends, why is it that communists and anti-Semites and Marxists and socialists always find a home in the Democrat Party? They run under the Democrat Party banner, and sometimes they get elected. And so so here we have those like AOC, who literally won with 16,000 votes out of a primary of 300,000 registered Democrats, becoming the voice of the Democrat Party. And then, of course, you have Ilhan Omar and Rashida, is it Tlaib?
Tlaib,
thank you. I've heard it pronounced three different ways in the last 2 days. You have them banding together, becoming the face of the Democrat Party, and this is the brilliant strategy of Trump, is that he's made them the face of the Democrat Party. Three women, maybe four women, are now the face of the Democrat Party because of their outrageous beliefs and behavior and vocal statements. You have these three banding together. You had 17 Democrats that voted for a resolution to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. Now, if you can't blow Israel off the map and destroy Israel with nukes, you simply just destroy Israel through economic sanctions. It's a slower method, but it still has somewhat of the same effect, that you're destroying a country that you despise. That is what this BDS movement is about. And when we look at Mifata, I believe it's called, the group behind the sponsorship, who are sponsoring Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar's trip to Israel, they are a extraordinarily outwardly, publicly anti-Semitic group, which has passed around Nazi-esque types of memes on social media, as well as has worked with those with ties to Hamas, whose charter calls for the destruction of Israel. And so these, this organization has not been condemned outwardly by Democrat leadership, and nor have these women. They have been protected by the Democrat leadership, mainly Tom Perez and Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Megan, the thing that blows me away is that why are people surprised at the worldview of a Palestinian, just because she's a U.S. Congress? She was raised with Palestinian values, and clearly that came out in the press conference. I mean, there's no sympathy for Israel in her statements. She's holding to that worldview. And Omar, of course, right now she's got a lot of notoriety, and as a Muslim, I mean, right now, see, Muslims and Marxists can work together, but at some point, I mean, before this all comes together, because you're going to have a power struggle between the two M's, because the Muslims and Marxists as well cannot cohabitate. Right now it's convenient because the enemy of their, you know, the friend of their enemy, basically, or the enemy of their friend, however you put it, it's convenient. So right now, those two can be on the same stage and look like they're hunky-dory and best friends and BFFs and all that good stuff. But the fact of the matter is when you take their ideology to the very end, you know, Omar only wants one woman standing, and that is the Muslim woman. And conversely, the Palestinian wants to eradicate anything else that gets in their way. And the Palestinians are not Marxists. They have their own ideology that doesn't, that doesn't cohabitate with the Muslim ideology, does it?
Well, the two ideologies have two things in common: totalitarianism and submission. And so that's why they get along swimmingly well in politics. But when you look at the press conference of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, two things jumped out at me right away. Ilhan Omar continually used the word occupation when she was describing Israel, and she described Israel as occupiers. She did that about a dozen times. Then you go over to Rashida Tlaib, and she said that she was basically, and I paraphrase, but the gist of it was, is that she was indoctrinated in public schools in Detroit to realize her victimhood and oppression. So her indoctrination maybe came from her parents and grandparents and family. I'm sure it did, had a strong part of it, but the other part of it came from her schools. So that doesn't say a lot about the public education system, but we aren't fooled by the public education system. We know it's an indoctrination system.
Right.
So those jumped out at me right away. But then, of course, you have, when we're talking about the Democrats and illegal immigration and how Marxists and communists, et cetera, find their home in the Democrat Party. Well, the Democrat Party is so incredibly bifurcated right now. It's really split. It's more than bifurcated. It's split in a million pieces.
Right.
You've got, because they are struggling to raise money, you have Tom Perez going down to Mexico in order to raise money. They've got 20 different candidates, 22 now, I think, two have dropped out Hickenlooper and Inslee, I believe, have dropped out in the last.
Inslee just dropped out, right, exactly.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and Hickenlooper is hoping for a Senate seat now.
Right, which, you know, we can't underestimate. I was with Steve Daines, who's a senator from Montana. I was with him last week for a private fundraiser up in Reno. You know, we can't afford to lose four Senate seats. And there are four Senate seats that are, you know, kind of up in the air, especially if Hickenlooper runs in Colorado, that he might be able to pick that off. He's got name ID, and you've got a huge amount of California refugees in Colorado that have brought their California politics with them.
Exactly.
The same is happening to Nevada. And so we look across the political landscape. What is going to make the difference here is voter turnout. And we say it every time. But this is an election that you can't afford to sit out. You can't take anything for granted. Every single vote will count, and you can guarantee yourself, after we watched what happened in the 2018 election, there's going to be ballot harvesting. We are not going to get election results right away because the Democrats have jerry-rigged the laws, especially in Nevada, by where now we have same-day voting registration and voting, which is going to delay the results by 2 weeks.
Wow.
And this is how the Democrats get away with it. They manipulate the laws, they change the processes, they don't validate the processes, and voila, you open it up to fraud.
How does Tom Perez legally go and get money out of Mexico to use for a U.S. election?
That's a great question. That you want to talk about foreign influence in our
election? Exactly. That's what didn't we just go through all this stuff with Russia? But I guess it only stopped because it stopped at Donald Trump. It doesn't apply to the Democrats once again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I guess only foreign interference includes Russians. That's it. You know, if you're a Russian. But if you're any other nationality, it's cool. You know, if you're Mexican, Honduran, Guatemalan, you know, Venezuelan, whatever, that's totally cool. So the hypocrisy is obviously out there. But thankfully, as you said, we have Donald Trump at the helm calling out the hypocrites on the left. And I think that, you know, we can't underestimate what's coming. And what's coming is from the IG report. It is coming from the special counsel investigating the Hillary Clinton Foundation. It's coming from the DOJ. We classify documents. John Solomon of the Hill reports just yesterday there are 10 different documents
yeah.
Classified that would be the destruction of the Democrat Party. And so we do have aces up our sleeves.
Well, it's interesting in that he would talk about the destruction of the Democratic Party because that's what I'm seeing, the trajectory that they're on. I mean, this is an all-or-nothing kind of deal. And as you said, the party itself is so bifurcated and so fractured. I don't know how they survive here, that they are really going to end up having to turn to dust and recreate themselves for many reasons. But that's a whole other discussion that we can pick up later. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. On Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bill.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the